This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for salvation tonight. Thanking Him for the teaching that we get, teaching us how to walk holy, how to walk upright before God by obeying the commandments of God. And truly, I thank God that I'm blessed. Blessed is he that do his commandments. I have a right to the tree of life tonight. And it's all because of the angel that God has sent to testify these things to the churches. And truly, I'm thanking God for our pastor, our great teacher, bringing us the truth, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. All the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We're going to talk about honoring God today. Talk about many things, but it always leads us back to the Word and the Father. Before we get into that, let's obey the Word, choir.
I am being made again, this time reborn of God's Spirit. His yoke I've took and learned of Him, and true His burdens light. So I
obey
Thy commandments, to righteousness and suffer loss, oh, just to please. He's come to prove His people, we that love Him with all our hearts. He tempts us with His righteousness, that we should show forth. Not governed by the cares of this world, no more caught up in the gods of this world. I sacrifice to die with Christ. My flesh I must deny just to please You. Oh, just to please You. And suffer loss, oh, just to please You. I obey the Word to one another for righteousness' sake. And suffer loss, oh, just to please You.
That beautiful. Thank God for the choir. We thank God for our sister Tatum. She is our 425 Laconia Boulevard resident poet. And we had another poet, and we still have her, but she's kind of slow with the poetry these days, but it's all right. Thank God for sister Tatum. Sister Tatum.
God is everything we need. He's hope when there's nothing to hope for. He's a friend when there's great despair. He's strength in a time of weakness. He's there when you need a prayer. He's peace in a time of trouble. He's comfort in a time of pain. He's joy in a time of sorrow. In a drought, is much needed rain. He's safety in a time of danger. He's security in a time of peace, of fear. He's light in a time of darkness. His presence is always near. He's never late when you need him. He's always there on time. And he's everything we'll ever need to give us a peace of mind.
Beautiful. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. The true words. Glad to be with you. We have announcements from our Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write email us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God our phone has not been overwhelmed with calls. Not many people want to know about God when they know you're a commandment keeper. That's what the experience is here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe in the scriptures. As the Lord said when he came, what does the scripture say? What do you read and how do you read it? There's so many different interpretations because of carnal eyes interpreting the scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 58 and 1. And I was thinking about this is a time of graduation from, it used to be kindergarten, but now it's from nursery all the way up to masters and doctors. Everybody's graduating, and everybody comes out in full array for the graduation. Nursery, kids with caps and gowns on in nurseries. And no doubt you have to have a special maid now. Anyway, what about honoring God? How many people honor God and his word? Because his word and God is one. If you don't honor his word, you don't honor God. If you don't honor God, you don't honor his word. And then I found out through scripture that the Son and the Father are one. So the Word, the Son, and the Father, we're all one. And I believe God's intention was to make us all one in him. That means we're with his Word, and we're with the Spirit, and we're with the Son. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Now let's go to 1 John. This is not what I had in my mind, but let's go right quick. 1 John 5, I think it is. 1 John 5 and 7. Because this is all about honoring God. When you honor God, you honor the one that God sent. When you honor God, you honor the words that he spoke or the words that he's speaking. Isn't that beautiful? So just to kind of go back to basics. The seventh verse says what, Deacon Franny? 5 and 7.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
That's only three in heaven that's bearing record. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
And these three are one.
Now, I don't say the Son, because the Son is not in heaven. In the flesh.
Right.
Flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom. So it's the Word, the Father, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And these three, what?
Are one.
What?
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
Now you're dealing with here in earth, where you can see what was given us.
Right. The Spirit and the water.
So there's three bearing witness in the earth. The Spirit. And everybody says, I got the Spirit of God. Well, if you have the Spirit of God, this scripture is going to tell us how we should bear witness to it.
Right.
What?
And the water.
Wait a minute. Everybody, I've been baptized in the water. That's beautiful. That's a natural baptism. There's a spiritual baptism. That spiritual baptism is the washing of water by the Word. Now remember, that's who the Father is. The Word. That's who the Holy Ghost is. The Word. Read.
And the blood.
And the blood. Said, I've been washed in His blood. Now you're not talking natural because we weren't back there when His natural blood was spilled. But His blood is the Word, because that's what we're washed in. His Word. Washing of water by the Word. And we know that the blood is His Word because that's how we spell it here. W-R-D.
Beautiful.
Blood is the Word because the Word was in Him. Isn't that beautiful? That's what's in us, the Word. The blood is your life source. So we've been washed in the life source. The Word. Isn't that beautiful? There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. What?
And these three agree in one.
So everyone that has the Spirit of God should agree with the Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Isaiah 58:1. Let's go there. Everybody should be agreeing with the Father, because remember when Jesus came, He said, I do always those things that please Him. So that's what our desire is, and our place, to please the Father, right? And we found out when we yielded our life to God, we found out the Father is Jesus. The Father is Jesus, who came and took on flesh and became a son, right?
Yes, yes.
If He came and became a son, He wouldn't dishonor His own self. He honored Himself. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
58:1, what does it say?
Cry aloud.
Cry aloud.
Spare not.
Spare not.
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
What?
And show my people their transgression.
So wait a minute. He's not talking about the sinner because they're free to sin, but He's talking about those that say they're saved or they're Christians or called by His name. Yes. That's who God is talking to, because so many, 99% of the people that are called by His name don't know Him. They're lost, but yet they're claiming Him. What?
And the house of Jacob, their sin.
What?
Yet they seek me daily.
What?
And delight to know.
They delight to know God's ways, even though God is sending those that are serious about living for God. God is sending them information. Yes. Sending them choice. And they're not taking it. And they've been trained by the devil to believe that the Word was destroyed. Not the Word, rather. The commandments. Because the commandments is the Word. And yet they seek Him daily. What?
As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance.
As they seek me daily and delight
to know my ways.
What is God all about? When you tell them, they get offended. Because there's no beauty about God that you would desire Him. It's not. Not the carnal mind. But they delight to know about His ways.
Right.
Read.
As a nation that did righteousness.
What?
And forsook not the ordinance
of
their God.
So you ask them, well, what is righteousness? They don't know. They say, well, the Lord is our righteousness. But again, they have every excuse to show honor to every institution, everything other than God and what God stands for. What?
And forsook not the ordinance of their God.
What?
They ask of me the ordinance.
Okay, again.
Says,
they delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness. They don't know what righteousness is besides the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord is our righteousness, but they don't know what righteousness is.
Yes.
It's keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
And they don't want to talk about that because it's condemning, because they don't believe in it.
Yes.
And it says, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They don't even know what the ordinance of God is.
Right.
The ordinance is God's word.
Yes.
The ordinance is the commandments.
Yes.
The ordinance of God is the law. But the churchgoers have been duped to thinking it was destroyed. No, it wasn't. It was fulfilled. The circumcision, the law of circumcision was fulfilled. Where we don't have to be circumcised anymore. And what was fulfilled was the sacrifice, a natural sacrifice. Jesus died naturally so, as well as spiritually so. What?
They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God.
They like asking questions. And then when you begin to give them answers, they say, well, I don't want to argue. But the scripture says, come, let's reason together.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And when you're fervent, they get a problem with that same thing. They do the same thing in the political realm. When you get fervent about a matter, they say, you're arguing and you're obstructing. So they say, well, I don't want to talk about God. We can't agree. Let's just search the scripture.
Yes.
Let's reason.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But I'm afraid that many times they won't because they don't have no desire for God, and we don't have no desire to chase after ones that don't want God, and neither does God. God says, I stand at the door and knock. If you open, he come in. If you don't, he moves on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Let's read the first verse. What does it say? First verse again.
Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins.
The sin is they don't have any honor for God. What's the 13th verse say?
It says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath
now remember,
a delight.
This is God's holy day. He's sanctified in the creation of time. And people pollute it. Jesus came. He didn't destroy what his Father set up. He hallowed that day. So that means he couldn't change it. He sanctified it. And he said, I do always those things that please him. But yet the so-called Christian come along the day after the devil filled their head and say, well, Jesus rose on the first day. He did not. He honored his Father. He rested on the seventh day. And before the first day came about, he rose again. Sometime after the 12th hour of the seventh day. Because he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes.
Read.
Mm-hmm. And call the Sabbath a delight.
Call it a delight. What?
The holy of the Lord.
What?
Honorable.
So people don't honor God. They don't think the Sabbath is a special day. They think the Sabbath is like any day you can pick. No, the Sabbath is the day the Lord picked.
All right. Yes.
To hallow.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? And blessed it. There's nowhere in the scriptures where the first day of the week is blessed. And yet the people hear it, but they delight to do their own thing.
Yes.
What does it say?
Mm-hmm. And shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways.
What?
Nor finding thine own pleasure.
So that's your own ways to figure out when the Sabbath is. That's not my way. My way is to pick the day God picked. The seventh day. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Nor speaking thine own words.
Not speaking thine own words. What?
Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee.
Now you're delighting in God when you call the Sabbath honorable, if you honor God.
Yes.
And that's one of the first ways to honor God is by recognizing the Sabbath. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Exodus 20 and 1. Let's see what the scripture says. And I know that so many that are listening, there you go. Talking about what God spoke. What do you think God spoke? He spoke his word.
That's right.
We got to go back to what God spoke. What are you serving?
That's right.
We talk about the word here.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? 20 and 1, what does it say?
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God.
Well, wait a minute now. This is the same Lord that came and took on flesh, and we called him Lord. He ain't got but one Lord.
Yes.
If he spoke the commandments, lived it, what do you think he taught? Same thing. Read.
Which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
What?
Out of the house of
Now, if you've not come out of Egypt, out of your old ways, this really don't pertain to you. But this is what happens, and this is what God is saying to the one that comes out that the Son he sends delivers. If you haven't been delivered, you this don't pertain to you. If you're still in the house of bondmen, when you're bonded to your political parties, race, ways that are not like God, you're in bondage and you're still in sin. Read.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Isn't that beautiful? Now let's read the 8th verse. What does it say?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Now God wants to remember that. Why would he tell us remember it unless he knew his people would forget and that the enemy would trick him because God knows all things. Remember. Now why would he say remember if it wasn't under remember when he knew he was going to come take on flesh and destroy it? He never destroyed it.
Never.
Even the Lord, when he talked to him about why they were plucking corn, he said, have you never read about David, how he plucked corn? Ate the showbread, which wasn't lawful, but because they were hungry. Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath day. Not the first day of the week, the Sabbath. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
Mm-hmm.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it.
Now, wait a minute. This is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. That didn't change. If it did, God changed. But he said, I am the Lord and I change not. Anybody out there that stumbles across this site, I'm going to repeat it again. Read that.
All right. But the seventh, The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Now, wait a minute. It don't mean it was the seventh day last year or back in that time. I don't care what time this world was in. It's the seventh day.
Yes.
Because it's a 7 day, 324 system.
That's right.
365. Isn't that beautiful? But he's letting you know out of the system the seventh day, because in every dispensation, you got days numbered from 1 to 7.
Yeah.
And he's telling you the seventh day, whatever that is, that's my Sabbath.
Yes.
The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, thy God. What?
In it, thou shalt not do any work.
What?
Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant.
What?
Nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates.
What?
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth.
So wait a minute. In 6 days, that means everything we see out in the heavens, he made it. Everything in 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
That means everything out there was made before he started it here.
All right.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Already done.
All right.
So well, the first day was when he brought life to the earth. That was the first day.
All right.
All before that was included in the first day.
Yes.
Once he began to make things in the earth, it became the second, third, fourth. So that was the last thing created in the creation.
Yes.
We.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But it was all done in 6 days, heaven and earth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. The sea and all that is that in them is.
What?
And rested the seventh
Wait,
day.
Wait, there it is. Rested. Now, if he rested the seventh day, why we cannot honor that?
Right.
Honor what the Father hallowed. He rested. The seventh day. Are we supposed to be like the fourth father?
Yes.
Like the Lord?
Yes.
What?
Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Wait a minute. Hallowed it. And because he blessed it and hallowed it, he rested.
All right.
After he let man kill him, he rested. Can't get up right now because it's the Father's day.
Yes.
It's the
beautiful.
Seventh day.
Beautiful.
It's the Sabbath.
Yes.
But sometime after day went past and evening came, he got up.
Yes.
Not night, in the evening, because he couldn't have been there for night because he would have broke his own word, which is not honorable. Not beautiful?
That is beautiful.
All right. Let's go to Malachi 1 and 6.
Yes.
Beautiful. I'm just making my case. And if you happen to stop by this site, I know you're interested. Stay with me. If you move on, well, it wasn't for you. Ain't many going to find this site. I would say our site is like a treasure hidden in a field.
Yes.
And I believe the field is the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you stumble across, it's like unto, what's that, Camarada? Granada? What's her name?
Granada.
Wonderful soul came in here looking for God, found God, but she couldn't pay the price, evidently. Because God don't care about your family, mother, father. I'm not saying she had a problem with family, I'm saying God don't care about anything. When you find God, it should be such a reward.
Yes.
Or such a delight. Because
yes.
God is hard to find in this world. It's hard to find. And God want to act like, well, us to act like we got something when you find it, because everybody can't find it. You know, act like you're glad to, like you ain't seen somebody in 3 or 4 years, say, hey, how you doing? You want to hug them, right?
Yes.
So if we honor God, we want to act like this is graduation time every time we come here.
Yes.
Lift up a standard for people.
Yes.
Let me hear
it.
Malachi 1 and 6. I didn't get to my thought. Go ahead. 1 and 6.
A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master.
Mm-hmm.
If then I be a father, where is mine honor?
So all I'm a son of God. Where's the honor for God's word? Where is it? Remembering the Sabbath day. Getting rid of all these gods and taking all these graven images out, these crosses and all these little trinkets, all that foolishness.
Yes.
Where's the honor for God? And if a master, what do you say about a master?
And if I be a master, where is my fear?
Where's the fear for God?
Yes.
The reverence, read.
Yes. Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised?
Well, we say the same thing. You don't honor God. You despise his name. Why? Because many don't even know what his name is. Yes. His name is the Word. Yes. And the Word is the commandments. That's how you despise him. Yes. His name is not just Jesus. It's the commandments. Yes, it it's the Word. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Let's go there. St. John 5:43. Let's go there. Yes. Time is short, but we can, you know, ones that stay with us beyond the regular broadcast, they can get a little bit more knowledge. That's what I call it. Information. 5:43. What does it say?
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not.
Wait a minute. That's where we come in. So I come in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus too. And we come in my Father's name, which is the commandments, which is the Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it's beautiful.
But ye despise the commandments. But if I say I come in the name of Jesus, Jesus just said love. You cheer me to no end. But just say the law or the commandments. Now we got a problem. Why? That's God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again. Yes. I am come.
In my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, ye will receive.
Him.
Ye will receive.
What?
Yes, Pastor. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another?
All the church world is concerned about is that the Crystal Cathedral recognize this... what do you call this? This mega church over here on the church on Western Crenshaw. It is, you know, big edifice.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Got cranes and everything around there. They all recognize each other.
Yes,
but the one that's bringing the commandments. And thank God for the president. They have a lot of people coming to Oval Office. I ain't heard nobody in there with the commandments. But thank God they got a Jew in the house. And God gonna bless him because he's recognizing the Jew.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Salvation is of the Jew.
Right.
Somebody said, why are you talking about them Jews? Because I am a Jew.
Right.
Jew is salvation.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Revelation 19 and 13. Let's see what it says. Because they despise his name, and when you bring up the Word and let them know what the Word is, here comes the bad looks. Why would you treat me like that? Why would you do me like that?
Yes, Pastor.
I mean, I thought we all love God. You should love his Word.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
19 and 12, what does it say?
19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word
so
of God.
His name is not was, it is.
It is.
It's yet his name.
Yes.
And people despise his name. Go to, again, Deuteronomy 4 and 2.
All right, Pastor.
Just read that.
Yes.
See, I don't despise his name. Yes, you do. If you despise the Word, you despise Jesus' name. That's his name, the Word.
Yes.
And if the Word is the commandments, you despise the Lord. You despise his name. The problem about, not a problem, but the thing about the commandments is the secret. That's his name. But remember, he was called by many names. And on his head is many crowns. Because he's everything. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does it say? Four and two.
Yes, Pastor. Ye shall not add unto the Word which I command.
Now, wait a minute. So we know the Word has been commanded. That's why it's called the commandments.
Yes.
What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
So wait a minute. It's telling you, you can't add anything to the 10 precepts, and you can't take anything out. So if you remember the first day of the week to keep it holy, and you're not even living holy, if you remember the first day of the week as your rest day, you've diminished already. You can't do it. You can't change God's Word. Read.
That ye may keep the commandments of
Wait a minute. There it is. That you might keep the commandments. Because
yes.
The Word is the commandments.
Yes.
Read that again for our lovely listening audience. What?
Yes, ye shall not add unto the
there Word. There it is. The Word. That's his name.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the Word. Remember the scripture says, he was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, right? What does it say?
You shall not add unto the Word which I command.
So we know the Word was command.
Yes.
Commanded what?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments.
So when you don't diminish aught from it, you're keeping the commandments.
Yes.
So I would say the Lord is the
commandments.
That's like saying, well, it didn't say Jesus was a man. We know he was a man. He was born a okay. We have transgender back in then. Okay. Reasoning. Facts. Let's go to 5 and No, 8 and 48. Let's go to St. John, 8 and 48.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank God. We got a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. Then, like I said, we're going to continue on. So they get a chance to see our Deacon Franny opening up and stuff and all that. That's beautiful. So we see you got two or three members. That's right. Two or three gathered. That's all we do. Okay? All right. 8 and 48, what does it say?
Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?
What?
Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor
Wait
me.
Wait a minute. So if you dishonor the one that God sent, you're dishonoring God. Let's go to 1 Samuel and see what 1 Samuel say about that. 1 Samuel 2 and 30.
All right.
And like I say, you know, some are going to say, well, you know, this is a long broadcast. Just stay with us.
All right.
It's longer than eternity. You'd be looking for this. You'd be in eternity. Can I find that broadcast that Brother Boyd brought that back then? It's too late. 1 Samuel 2 mm-hmm. and 30.
Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever.
What?
But now the Lord saith, be it far from me.
So God is, I can change my mind. And he's not lying, because what he said, God don't lie. He meant what he said. But because of behavior, he changed his mind. What did he say?
For them that honor me, I will honor.
Mm-hmm.
And they that despise me shall be
lightly esteemed. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 8 and 54, St. John. Let's go there.
Yes.
Are we still there? 8 and 54. Thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for the fast. All of you that's looking,
Pastor.
We're fasting.
Mm-hmm.
We're fasting on Tuesdays and Thursday for the month of May.
Yes, Pastor.
And we're going to have a appreciation service in the third Saturday night in June. If you'd like to join us, mm-hmm. catch a plane, book your flights.
All right,
Pastor. Meet us here third Saturday night in June, mm-hmm. 7:30, 425 Laconia Boulevard. Google it. Love to have you.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is my Father that honoreth me.
Of Thank God. So
say,
it's like what we stand for. Mm-hmm. God honors this day. If you don't like the commandments, God is the commandment.
Yes.
It's his word. And we do the things that please God. It's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes.
Read.
Of whom ye say that he is your God.
Of whom you say he's your God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? 54, what did it say?
54. That's what, yes. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing.
What?
It is my Father that honors
me. So if
me.
We keep the Sabbath day, keep his commandments, and God is not honoring that, mm-hmm. what does it mean? And if because the world don't want to do this, fine. God honors the Sabbath day, is what the scripture says. He hallowed it. So if God honors those that please him, what do we care about the world? We come out of the world, right? We're not of it. We're in it, but not of it, right?
Right.
Read.
Of whom ye say that he is your God.
What?
Yet ye have not known him, but I know him.
Wait a minute. And I can say the same thing. If you don't keep God's commandments, you don't know the Lord, because the Lord said, hereby, what?
We do know.
That we know him.
We do know if we keep his commandments.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.